Hello, sitting here in the kitchen at 9:40, looking at blue sky and reading a haiku that I wrote yesterday and saying to myself, I wonder how many people are going to say they liked this one. I have to thank Jan Carlson for reposting it. That's always a nice thing. And he reposts huge number of things that people post. I've learned that not to get too excited about it when he reposts one of mine. In fact, I think he reposts mine always. But I've never had a chat with him. In fact, maybe I should. And there is a way of having a chat on Blue Sky with somebody. Style of the peacock. That was the first line of the haiku. And I felt uncomfortable. I still feel uncomfortable with using the word style in a haiku. It is an abstraction. If you hear the word style, you don't know whether the person is talking about the color, the shape, the material from which it's made, all of those things. But that was the compulsory prompt, so I had to use it somewhere. And I thought, well, what's the most colorful animal or the most colorful creature I've ever seen that has got some style? And well, it wasn't hard to get to peacock. I thought, well, it's okay, let's see. Style of the peacock. I thought, well, I can't just carry on about the peacock. There has to be somebody else in the or something else in the haiku. I thought, right, the zoo, children running over to feed the birds, getting food out of a machine, throwing it, as I've seen on the zoological garden in Cork. Yeah, a child runs to feed beauty. Well, child running to feed and then beauty. Well, beauty is, I suppose anyone would associate the peacock, well, particularly the peacock as opposed to the peahen. A child running to feed beauty. And then my favorite line, because I actually did look up to see what do peacocks eat. And it turns out they, among other things, in addition to eating grubs and I think things they pick up from the ground, they will eat fruit. So I thought, well, I love grapes. I love grapes, and let me assume that peacocks love grapes. And I did actually put in to Google, I think, do peacocks eat grapes? And the answer came back, yes. So I thought a bunch of grapes. That was only four syllables. So I thought, which would I say, a bunch of black grapes or a bunch of green grapes? So I went with a bunch of black grapes. And here's the final haiku. Style of the peacock. A child runs to feed beauty. A bunch of black grapes. Even though I feel kind of a little bit uncomfortable about the peacock, this haiku. I have to say, style of the peacock, a child running to feed this peacock and a bunch of black grapes. These are all vivid images. I do give the reader an opportunity to link up the images and dwell on them. Somebody said at one stage that it takes two people to make a poem. One is the writer and the other is the reader. And I think that can be said about any form of writing, really, that when you read it, you imagine the scene, even if the scene is described in great detail, or what might appear to be great detail, the imagination of the reader turns the writing into something that means something to the reader. And poems are pushed out there into the ether. They find their way. into the imagination, or via the imagination of the reader. Yes. So there we are. That's deep, no, not deep seek, that's blue sky. And it is not a blue sky in Cork today. It's a very dull, very damp, generally what we would call an unpleasant type of day. Back to the studio. Oh, just before we go, is there any chance that you enjoy haiku? You might prefer sonnets much more than haiku, or you might prefer limericks to haiku. But I'd love to know where you put haiku in the, if you like, the top 10 of types of poems. All the best.